safer alternative. You're listening to Indy 101.5 CIOI.
Show called Dangerfield on Indy 101.5. I'm Mary, and tonight my guest is Joanne Tickle. Joanne is a songwriter, singer, drummer, auto harps drummer, and spoons playing videographer who's also a longtime member of the Directors Guild of Canada. Tonight we're going to be playing songs off Joanne's first solo record called Gorilla Girl. It's the first ever record produced by the Juno Award-winning singer-songwriter Ron Sexsmith. Joanne and Ron co-wrote four of the songs on the album together. So I look forward to playing songs off the album tonight and catching up. So welcome to the show, Joanne. Great to have you here.
Thank you, Mary. I hope you don't mind my using my radio voice.
That's awesome. Oh man. So Joanne, let's start off the show with the first track off your album, Gorilla Girl. The song is called Say the Word, and we'll come back and we'll chat after, okay?
Thanks.
Say the word and we'll get married, baby. Say the word and we'll walk down.
Smile.
By Joanne Tickle. If you want to find Joanne's music, you can find her at joannetickle.bandcamp.com, and that's Joanne with an E. And the song was the first track off her solo album, Gorilla Girl. So Joanne, that's an awesome song and a great one to start the album. And I actually noticed that you also had a video that accompanied this song. Did you make that video yourself?
I did, with the help of my friend Brian Mottolo, who's an amazing filmmaker, and he's an indie filmmaker out of Peterborough. And so he helped me, and I got all the props. I started going to garage sales and buying all these Barbie props because like Barbie dream castles and cars and boats and I had a Barbie, and then I got a Ken. And so I decided to make the entire video using Barbie and Ken.
That's so cool.
And we tied them with fishing line, and it's so cheesy, and you can see all like the fishing lines, but we were laughing so hard. We just had a great time making it. And I have to say, some of the shots are extraordinary, like
awesome.
Just beautiful sunsets, and it was really fun. It was a lot of fun making it.
Cool. And so for anyone that wants to check it out, Joanne's got a YouTube account, and it's youtube.com/@JoanneTickle, the at symbol. And so Joanne, you have a history of working in film as in TV, as an assistant director. So for the songs on this album that we're listening to tonight, do you have kind of like visuals in mind of how you would perceive all of them as videos? Or what are your thoughts on that?
That's a good question. I do, but I tend to, I'm really bad at self-promotion, number one, because I always have to insert my humor into everything. You know, and then things get a bit like ridiculous. And I did have one in mind for another song called I Can't Dance. And someone had pitched to me, you know, that they wanted to do this video with this beautiful girl, like doing some ballet and all this stuff. And I actually, my concept of that song in that video was a guy by himself in a hotel room in his boxer shorts, you know, dancing, like having a beer and dancing in front of the mirror, and envisioning someone coming in to dance with him eventually.
Awesome.
You know, but I wanted it to be sort of funny, and I had a friend who's a comedic actor in mind, and you know. But I didn't end up doing it because, you know, COVID, and there was just too many things that have come up. Every time I planned to shoot something, there was something that happened, and, you know, you have to sort of do it as cheaply as you can. And so I always want to use my farm as the location, and
Cool.
So,
well, that's
anyway.
Let's listen to that song then, actually, I Can't Dance, off your album Gorilla Girl, which we're playing songs off all night tonight. So this is Joanne Tickle, and the song's called I Can't Dance.
I can't dance when I'm stoned, 'cause my feet move way too slow.
Dance by Joanne Tickle, who joins me tonight on Dangerfield on Indie 1015. That song you can find if you want to listen to it or buy it. You can find Joanne at joannetickle.bandcamp.com, and that's Joanne with an E. And so, Joanne, that was one of four songs that that you wrote with the gentleman who also produced your album, and that's the infamous Ron Sexsmith. So maybe take us through a little bit about, you know, let's talk a little bit now about kind of how all the songs on the album came together. So for the four songs that you recorded with Ron, you know, was that all done in one sitting? Was it done over the course of time? Or can you talk a little bit about that process?
Sure. With I Can't Dance, I had written all the lyrics, and I just didn't know what I was, you know, where I was going to go with it musically. I was having a hard time. Like, sometimes, you know, I'll have a tune in my head, or I'll have something. A lot of times when I'm driving, I turn the radio off. Mm. And if I'm doing long drives to Toronto, at some point, something will just hit me, and it'll either be music, or it'll be some kind of lyric, or I'll see something and something will just pop into my head. And then I've done so many, original, just you know, starting with one line, just using my phone, right, and just picking up my phone and recording, like, on the, you know, the little tape recorder in your iPhone.
Yeah.
So that I don't lose it. So anyway, with that song, though, I had actually written out the whole song, but I didn't know what I was going to do with it in terms of music. And so Ron and I sat at the piano, and he just sort of pounded it out. And we just decided, you know, I remember it was really late. We were at Dave King's studio in Hamilton, and it was late, and I was getting really tired. And, you know, Ron is just so lovely. Like, he's funny, and he's such a calming person. So we just kept going. And then we ended up recording it, I think, in one, maybe two takes.
Wow.
Once we'd actually written, once we were happy with the song. So that came together fairly quickly. Some of the other songs, I'd already written the music and the lyrics, but I didn't know what to do with a bridge or arrangement. And then Ron would write the bridges for me. You know, he's such an expert at writing songs. Like, it's incredible. He's so knowledgeable, and we have sort of the same taste in music. Like, he likes a lot of early pop stuff as well. Right. You know, like the Ronettes and Darlene Love and, you know, anything that Phil Spector did, Andy Kim, you know,
right. Yeah.
He's a big fan of his as well. So, I don't know. Writing songs is just a weird, I don't really have like a specific, mm-hmm. It's either one or the other comes to me, never both at the same time. I'll either have a tune and I don't know what to do with it, so I'll have to try to write lyrics that make, you know, to fit with it. Or I think it's probably easier when you actually have lyrics and put music to it.
Yeah. And so you're a storyteller yourself. So you've got a wonderful blog that you keep called fashionista50.com. And so you've got lots of great just kind of narratives and storytelling about your life experiences. So have you always journaled, and do you ever take maybe a sentence from your longer form writing and turn that into songs, or do you keep those separate, your songwriting and your kind of journal and narrative writing?
It is separate, actually. It is separate. Like my Fashionista 50 started out just talking about, you know, going, you know, reaching the age of 50 as a woman and then beyond. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, it was just sort of how my feelings on that, and, you know, talking about menopause and like all of that really fun stuff.
Right.
And, you know, traveling, got into traveling and posted a lot of travel kind of stuff, because I worked in Cuba on two movies, and I went to Vietnam and Cambodia and Thailand, and I just wanted to share all of that. So, but then when COVID came, I had to rethink things. So I wrote about Joan Crawford's hair and makeup, skincare regime.
No way.
and I did it for a week just to see what would happen.
Yeah.
My hair almost fell out, because it was like, you're supposed to wash your hair with raw eggs, and nothing foams in that. It's like, it just kind of, it just sort of went to like straw, and then you use mayonnaise on it.
Like a sandwich.
It was so disgusting. And then you put a baggie on top of it on your head, and you sort of let it cook. And it was like, when I took it off, I literally thought I was going to puke. It was just the most disgusting, horrible smell. She did a lot of weird stuff. Ice, you know, baths on her face every morning. And a lot of cold creams. And
anyway,
so I wrote about that. Like, I write about fashion and all kinds of things. But cool. I've never actually used that for any, I don't think. Yeah, I haven't for any songs at all. No.
Oh, cool. Well, let's play another song now. Let's play Where Are You Now? So this is Joanne Tickle, who joins me tonight, and you can find her music at joannetickle.bandcamp.com.
I knew there was a place that I saw you every time I close my eyes.
Joanne Tickle, who joins me tonight on Dangerfield on Indie 101.5, where we're playing songs off her album Gorilla Girl all show tonight. Joanne, you have a bunch of musicians playing on this CD that include Ron Sexsmith, as we mentioned, Travis Good and Mike Blitzky of the Sadies, Colleen Hixenbaugh, Brian McCullough of Youth Youth Youth, and Dave King. So I read that you recorded this in two different studios. So did all the people play at both studios, or were there one group that played at one? Or can you talk a little bit about kind of the instrumentation?
Sure. Actually, we recorded at three studios. And the first one we recorded at, the guy's name was Dave Young, and he was just such a nice person. And he had like all this great equipment in his basement. And so we recorded, I don't even remember which song we started recording there. And Brian, I do remember that was Brian McCullough on the drums. And then disaster struck and there was a fire, not when we were there, but afterwards. And so we couldn't go back there. But we did salvage some of the tracks that we'd recorded there. We finished those tracks up and a lot of the other songs at Greg Keeler's place. And that was where we had Mike and Travis and Colleen. No, was she? Yeah, she was there as well, Colleen. And then Dave King's was just Ron and I. And yeah, it was just Ron and I recording, finishing up, adding some tracks and stuff in Hamilton at Dave King's studio.
And so did you had you done demo versions of them before going in, or did you kind of record it all there?
I had one, it was just Just Leave Me Alone. I had recorded on just like I think it was on cassette.
Okay.
I'm such a loser. It was really old style. I think it was just on a cassette we just recorded everything from scratch at all the studios. Yeah.
And which song kind of maybe changed the most in that recording process to maybe how you had kind of written it in your head and envisioned it in your head? Was there one song that had
Why Can't I Be Happy?
Okay.
Happiness
Leads Me. Okay.
Yeah. That one started out, I took my little cassette recorder over to Ron's place. And I said, you know, Ron, I'm working on this and I just, you know, like, this is what I have. And it was like really crappy guitar playing and stuff. And, but anyway, I did my best. And he said, yeah, like there's something there. And this is where, you know, Ron comes in as, you know, like a genius, really, because he heard it as this like big, you know, kind of anthem-y, sort of an anthem, like built up, you know, with all kinds of vocals and but anyway, when you hear it, it's a very, you know, sort of produced, big sounding song. And that was the one that sort of surprised me the most. I'm obviously really happy with it. Like I think it sounds really great, but, yeah, most of the other, a lot of the other songs, Weekend Girl, Ron wrote a really nice bridge for that, that sort of changed the whole feel of that song. And we kind of came up as we were working on it. Oops, sorry, that was me. As we were, that's my new song. As we were working on it, you know, we decided to add claps and all. We just messed around a lot.
That's awesome. Well, let's play both of those tracks, actually. So let's start off with Happiness Eludes Me, the first song that you mentioned. And then let's also listen to Weekend Girl. So we'll do two tracks in a row. This is Joanne Tickle, who joins me tonight on Dangerfield off her solo album, Gorilla Girl. And we'll come back and we'll chat after.
Can't walk out that door, so I'll never know. sweet, and I like it when you kiss me on the street. I like your smile and your old jeans and your jokes. You're really sweet. I like how your car smells like cigarettes.
Weekend Girl, two songs by Joanne Tickle, also featuring and co-written by Ron Sexsmith, off her album Gorilla Girl, which we're playing songs off all tonight on Dangerfield on Indie 101.5 FM. So, Joanne, you seem to play a ton of instruments. I listed some off at the top of the show. I feel like I've missed some. Do you take us through the musical instruments you play and kind of like what was your first one and that kind of stuff? I think I've seen everything from do you play violin and banjo and drums and guitar? Like, take us through all your talents, please.
you missed my biggest one.
Which is?
Spoons.
Oh, yes, spoons. I wonder if you're one of getting sponsored ads for spoons in my Instagram feed.
Yeah.
Yeah, so take me through them a little bit.
Okay, so. For me, it's all they're all pretty much rhythm based instruments. So really, the first instruments that I played, it was the spoons. Oh no, that's a lie. I actually I actually played the accordion when I was a kid, but I lost that ability because, you know, I stopped playing it when I was about 12 because my dad wouldn't buy it, and they were
You don't sound bitter at all.
I know. I never forgave him. So that was the end of my accordion career. But
it's a hard instrument. It's a hard one. There's so much. It's like,
it's really hard.
I always liken it to, you know, patting your stomach. No, rubbing your stomach and patting your head at the same time, because there's all these things you have to.
Yeah. That's so true. And I was actually pretty good. And I will tell you the reason, and the only reason that I was playing the accordion is because I really wanted to play the piano. So my dad was like, well, it's got keys. And I didn't have a piano. So, so that's why, because it had keys on it. And so I took lessons until they wanted to actually sell it to someone, and they offered it to us, and my dad said no. So this other child went on to become a killer accordion player. And I went to the spoon drawer. So, yeah. So anyway, I play the drums, I play the auto harp, which I picked up. Like, my father-in-law is an auto harp player, and I love the sound of the auto harp. And so I, you know, it was just something I always wanted to play. And Travis got me one for Christmas one year. So, when I played in a band called The Pining, I played the auto harp. I do not play the banjo. I can figure out songs on the guitar, but I'm not a guitar player. I took violin lessons at the Royal Conservatory for a while years ago, and I was learning classical, and I loved it. But then I realized that I couldn't play with anyone, and I knew I was never going to be good enough. You know, I didn't think I could ever be good enough to play with the symphony. So then I started to learn how to play fiddle, old time fiddle music. And I took that from lessons from Eleanor Townsend, who was Graham Townsend's wife. And Graham Townsend was like an extraordinary fiddle player. Then Travis, who I was seeing at the time, asked me if he could borrow my fiddle for 6 weeks on the road, because they decided on the tour with his dad's band that they were going to all learn new instruments. And so I foolishly lent him my fiddle, and he came back and he was like, near, 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 near. He's so good. And I was just like, you know, like, I was really bad, like playing the Tennessee Waltz or whatever. And I just thought, I'm never going to be able to do that. So, so I gave up on the fiddle.
And then drums too. Weren't you a drummer as well?
Yeah, no, drumming is probably the most recent. Mm. When I was in a band called the Priscillas, I was a singer and a drummer. I was the drummer. I picked that job because I've always been drawn to rhythm, but I really thought I think I want to be a drummer because they get to sit in the back,
right?
And like, you know, make jokes, and like, they don't have to be,
you know, and then singing. You have the built-in drum kit for the punchline, right?
Yeah, for all my own jokes. That's so true. I was doing that, and but then I also realized, you know, after started drumming, I was like, what the hell have I done? Because, you know, like, and I don't know, everybody, you know, other musicians might argue with me, but but the thing is, you know, if you make a clam and you're playing guitar, you can just keep going and you know, you can cover it up. Mm-hmm. But like if the drummer screws up, you know, the train can go completely off the tracks and there's just no getting back.
So, oh man.
Like, I was like, oh no, this is way too much pressure.
Right.
But I do love playing the drums.
Cool. Well, listen, let's listen to another song off your album. Let's listen to Leave Me Alone. This is Joanne Tickle joining me tonight on Dangerfield, and then we'll come back and we'll chat a little bit more.
Just leave me alone. I think I will survive. Hand over the keys. It's my turn to drive. Just leave me alone. I need to take a breath.
By Joanne Tickle. You can find Joanne's music at joannetickle.bandcamp.com, and that's Joanne with an E. So Joanne, before the break, we were talking about the range of musical instruments that you play, and we ended on you talking about playing the drums. And didn't you get to play Massey Hall, like opening for Wilco, as with that band that you were talking about before? What was that experience like?
Completely terrifying. And I remember when we went for sound check, I have this really old drum kit. It's great. It's very small, very tiny. I think it belonged, or at one time it was played by Cleve Anderson in Blue Rodeo, and the drums were in a fire. So some of the, you know, the fancy outer shell on the kick drum and stuff was burnt off, so it was just sort of like black, and there's no legs on it like to brace it. So when we loaded into Massey Hall and we're on that giant stage, I mean, it doesn't look so giant until you're actually on it. And then it's like huge. So we were doing a sound check and, you know, I was playing and my bass, my kick drum just kept sliding away from me. So I had to go back. I had to go outside on the fire escape and I found some bricks. In the alley. So I had to put some bricks in front of my kick drum, and I like, thank God that worked. But it was really scary. But it was also fantastic. I mean, it was over like in the blink of an eye.
Right.
I think our first song, someone yelled out, why don't you play something good?
Oh, no.
And we were like, hey, you came to the wrong show if that's what you're looking for. You're getting that from us. And, and then the audience was laughing, and we sort of won them over.
That's great.
Really hard because, you know, a lot of Wilco fans are sort of remind me of like teachers from the Midwest. Yeah. Really smart, and they're kind of, yeah, and they know what they like, and Wilco's such a fantastic band.
Yeah.
And they're amazing. So it was a real crazy thing to play that room. It was really nuts, but I have no regrets doing it. I'm glad that I made myself
right
do it, but I really did. I had to force myself. I had to say, yeah, you're doing this.
Yeah. And what an experience.
Yeah, it was amazing.
So then, Joanne, let's listen to one more track off your album. Let's listen to Ode to Wiley, and then we'll come back and we'll chat a little bit more, okay?
Okay.
Watching my TV with nothing else to do. Wish that I could stop looking around for you.
Wiley by Joanne Tickle. Joanne's joining me tonight on Dangerfield. We're listening to a bunch of songs off her album Gorilla Girl, and you can buy it at joannetickle.bandcamp.com. So Joanne, we're kind of close to coming up on time, but a couple of questions. So have you been writing any more music over the pandemic? Like, did you find the pandemic was a creative inspiration for you, or was it, what was your creativity like during that process?
cocktails. I was extremely creative with my cocktails. I did actually write, you know, like a lot of sort of poetry. I've also been, you know, I'm one of those people that's been working on this book for about 12 years.
Wow. Yeah. That's amazing.
It's not. It's like, oh my God. It's like, you know, I go into a frenzy of writing and then I just get so sick of reading it over and over again. I think I need an editor. I need some eyes on it because I find it really difficult, like, to judge my own work. Like, I know what it's supposed to be funny, the book. And so, I walk away from it a lot and I don't pressure myself, but I would at some point love to finish it. I really would like to finish it, but, and I will.
Yeah.
I think I will. Yeah. I need an editor or something, but, I wrote a few songs. I didn't really record much. Some people I find are really, they just bring out like a real creativeness in me.
Yeah.
Colleen is one of those people. Colleen Hixenbaugh, who was in By Divine Right, and she was in The Priscillas with me, and she's Ron Sexsmith's wife. She's very creative, and I find whenever we get together, it's just really fun, and we will end up writing a song, like, you know, on the spot.
Awesome. You know what, Joanne, we're coming up on time. And so I just wanted to say, we're going to end off the show with the song you have that has my name in it, Sister Mary Flan. I just want to say thanks so much for tonight. It was so great to chat and come and catch up with you. And for those that were listening, you can find Joanne at joannetickle.bandcamp.com. So thanks so much. And
thank you, Mary.
We hope you have a great night and we'll talk soon. Okay. Okay, take care.
Okay, bye. Bye.
Marianne is busy. She's waking the dawn and sprinkling her fairy dust all on the ground. She's baking cookies to give them away, and lotions and potions and creams made of shea. Marianne, Marianne, a spirit so strong that no one can tame. Children, she's proud they are strong. She lived by